Now, the Race Relations Commissioner Meng Foon says he's shocked that Auckland mayoral candidate John Tamaheri used a Nazi slogan during a debate in Ponsonby on Tuesday evening.
Terribly disappointing to have our politicians, our mayoral candidate John Tamaheri, say such a comment which is derogative and punitive and hurtful.
Here is Mr. Tamaheri using the slogan after the incumbent Mayor Phil Goff was asked about his hopes for future generations in Auckland.
In 6 weeks' time, I've got a grandson that will be born that's a quarter Maori, a quarter Filipino, and a quarter Irish and a quarter English, and I'll be really proud of that kid. That kid will represent the future of our city.
Uncle John, what do you wish for the grandchildren of Auckland?
Well, I say Zig Hail to that. But the point is...
just like the Nazis.
The point is... But
that's a funny thing. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
But the point is...
That's weird.
Keep going. But the point is this, right? I never interrupted you.
What do you want for them?
No, I've never heard such a prepared speech delivered so boringly.
Mr. Tamaheri has defended the use of the phrase because he thinks Mr. Goff is a dictator. Chris Harris is the chief executive of the Holocaust Centre. Atamarie.
Good morning.
What do you make of the justification?
Oh, there is no justification in regards to using that sort of type of language at all.
What does it say about John Tamaheri that he used it?
I think that, I mean, it shows that John was very ignorant in regards to using that sort of phrase, and there's no place for it at all in regards to our society.
John Tamaheri has spoken about the Holocaust before. What do you make of his form in this territory?
It shows a complete ignorance in regards to the sensitivity of those who actually were survivors who came here, plus also their descendants, and also those who actually fought in regards to trying to liberate Europe from Nazi Germany. And, you know, John needs to realise that these sort of comments actually hurt everybody within New Zealand.
When you were listening there to that audio, the way that it was used in the debate, do you think there should have been more pushback, particularly from Phil Goff?
Well, Phil was in a position that, I mean, that he realised that himself, that, I mean, how inappropriate it was in regards to calling it out and trying to ask John what he was trying to get to. And I think that, I mean, that the audience also reacted in regards to badly about what John was trying to say. I think most people were in complete shock that, I mean, that someone who wants to be a mayoral, you know, candidate for the city and how diverse it is can actually come up with such a phrase of hate.
Thank you very much for your time. Chris Harris there, the Chief Executive of the Holocaust Centre.